From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is on Capitol Hill today, along with Defense Secretary Robert Gates and Joint Chiefs Chairman Admiral Michael Mullen. They're defending President Obama's new strategy on Afghanistan. At a Senate hearing, Clinton said Afghanistan's president must follow up on promises to fight corruption. And she added that the U.S. is sending more civilians, not just military forces, to help Afghanistan. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Secretary Clinton says the Obama administration is on target to triple the number of U.S. civilians in Afghanistan to 974 by early next year, including many experts on agricultural development. As she outlined her diplomatic efforts, Clinton also backed the Afghan plan to bring in moderate Taliban who renounce violence.
So all Afghans should have the choice to pursue a better future if they do so peacefully, respect the basic human rights of their fellow citizens, and reintegrate into their society.
The secretary leaves for Brussels Thursday to try to get NATO allies to send more trainers and troops to support this new strategy, which she said is the, quote, best way we know to protect our nation now and in the future. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
The top U.S. commander in Afghanistan, General Stanley McChrystal, says his main focus will be to develop the capacity of Afghan forces. In a statement issued in Kabul earlier today, the general said that NATO and U.S. forces will work toward the transfer of responsibility to Afghan security forces as rapidly as conditions allow. McChrystal also said that the larger U.S. force to be ordered by President Obama will strengthen the NATO military coalition. He said the coalition is encouraged by President Obama's commitment and will remain resolute in empowering the Afghan people to reject the insurgency and build their future. Iran has released five British sailors detained last week when their racing yacht drifted into Iranian waters in the Persian Gulf. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from London.
The official IRNA news agency in Tehran reported that the elite Revolutionary Guard had interrogated the five yachtsmen and found that their entry into Iranian waters had been a mistake. The report said the Iranian foreign minister had discussed the matter with British Foreign Secretary David Miliband, who today welcomed their release. He said he had received confirmation that the five Britons were being towed to international waters. Some are seeing the quick release by Tehran as an overture to the British, who've been trying to keep the incident from getting tangled up in the politics of Iran's controversial nuclear program. 2.5 years ago, Iran seized 15 British military personnel in the Gulf, claiming they had illegally entered Iranian waters. They too were all eventually freed without an apology from Britain. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up by 24 points. The Nasdaq Composite Index is up by 21. This is NPR News. Today, the U.S. Supreme Court hears arguments in a case pitting the beach preservation efforts of the state of Florida against the property rights of the state's coastal landowners. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports.
State and local governments in Florida have spent millions of dollars restoring beaches eroded by storms. Officials say that beach restoration not only protects beaches from future erosion, but it protects the state's tourism industry and protects private beachfront property from future storm damage. But six of those homeowners in Destin, Florida, are challenging the constitutionality of a beach restoration project there. Because pumping in new sandbars creates a strip of new beach that the state says is public property, the homeowners contend the privacy of their beach is diminished. They say the beach restoration project thus amounts to an unconstitutional taking of their property without just compensation. Florida, a group of 28 states, and the U.S. government counter that the states, not the Supreme Court, should be allowed to dictate their own property law. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
More than 3 years ago, Congress passed a law ordering stepped-up monitoring of sex offenders. Only one state has adopted the government's strict new requirements. Others are considering whether to ignore the law and just pay a penalty. So far, Ohio is the only state to meet the new federal standards. For an effective national sex offender registry to be set up, all states will need to do it. The initial compliance deadline has been extended to next July. Several states have indicated that they still may not be able to meet it. States that don't meet the requirements risk losing millions of dollars in federal grants. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News in Washington.